the government and the opposition, which, in, as he made reference to Hezbollah, who is obviously neutral and will be the alliance for mediation talks. He pointed out to the weapons of Hezbollah that has become an issue which needs to have dialogue up for discussion as to how weapons of Hezbollah will be implemented and used, and the development of the Lebanese political system. Those were some of the points that Fouad Seniora pointed out. Of course, there's a lot of points that he did mention which needs more elaboration on. And we now will go to our... Before our political analyst comes, we're going to discuss some more points that Fouad Seniora pointed out. Now, within the context of what Fouad Seniora said, there are some issues which are not in agreement. And the point of reference that needs to be made here is the most recent speech that was made by Hezbollah leader Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. Now, when Fouad Seniora, as he mentioned, says that they have not declared war on Hezbollah, you have to keep in mind that just on Tuesday is when Fouad Seniora and his government asked for the removal of the security system and in turn dismissed the head of security over at the airport in Beirut. Now, this is seen as an act provoking Hezbollah, just as Hezbollah's leader Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah pointed out in his speech on Wednesday, which still is a point that is obviously rubbing Hezbollah and disrupting its activities, because keep in mind that that's for security purposes, which led to the win of Hezbollah in the 33-day war. I was just told that our political analyst is ready for us. So we now go to our political analyst, Radwan Rizk. He's joining us now in order to make more sense out of the speech just given by Fouad Seniora. Mr. Rizk, thanks for joining us here on Press TV. To begin with, what is your take of the message that Mr. Fouad Seniora is sending through his speech there?
Well, I don't think that Mr. Seniora came with something new. I've heard some sort of threatening verbs in Seniora's speech, and we didn't see anything that serious proposal towards Hezbollah solving this problem.
When you say a threatening tone there, what in reference or in specifics are you referring to in what Fouad Seniora said?
Well, by using some words that he shouldn't have used if he wants to approach Mr. Hezbollah or the opposition's solving the crisis that he is the one to be blamed with, as using that Beirut is under siege and under occupation of Beirut, and calling the oppositions in Beirut as co-leaders, took over Beirut and burning Beirut, and these words does not make any sense of approaching the oppositions to sit for a serious dialogue.
Mr. Rizk, Mr. Seniora blamed Hezbollah to unilaterally decide the fate of Lebanon. What is the real picture?
The position, I think that the government in Lebanon was surprised or took by surprise from the action of the oppositions, because what they have decided in the last Monday on the in the meeting and the decision they took against the phone wires to Hezbollah and against Colonel Shukair. That was a declaration of war, if we want to use the words of Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, and that they were surprised by the timing or the reaction of the oppositions, that they were depending on the timing, or they were promised by the Europeans or their allies to get all sorts of help, and up to military help against the oppositions in Lebanon. But I think they were failed, and their allied didn't do any real step toward the finalizing the new situation, and they were let down, and I think they are now cornered somewhere, and they have to find a way out, and I don't think they will be able to find a way out.
Okay, one of the things that might lead to somewhat of a moving forward for Lebanon in this case was asking, as Senior pointed out, for a group to mediate between the government and the opposition. In this case, whom may he be referring to when he talks about a mediation group?
Well, I think now... I don't see any part now taking this position in the Lebanese crisis. Everybody, he said, the Senora, now everybody now took a part in this clashes. So I don't think there's any room for any mediators in this. The Europeans, the Arabs now are backing Senora's government, and we know that Iran, Syria, and the oppositions in Lebanon are against this American plans for new democratic Lebanon up on the American democracy scale of the region.
Mr. His last question, Mr. Senora, referred to the fact that he has asked the army to, in a matter of speaking, take over and restore calm and basically take control of the situation in Lebanon. But at the same time, the army has not followed suit. And keep in mind, obviously, as I'm sure you're aware, there are divisions within the army. What do you think that means?
The army, the leader of the army, General Suleiman, is a very clever man, and I don't think he will be dragged in some internal clashes, because he knows for sure that the Lebanese army, if we look at the construction of the army and the sensitive situation in Lebanon, if the army takes a part in this war, I don't think he will be able to hold his unity, and we will face the pardon of the Lebanese army, and the government of Lebanon would lose the last institute that still hold together.
Okay, Mr. Radwan Rizk, political analyst over in Beirut, giving us his take on the speech by Fuad Senior, which just happened a few minutes ago. First of all, thank you, Mr. Rizk, for your opinions. And, of course, we here at Press TV will give you a more detailed account and try to make sense of Fuad Senior's speech. Our website, PressTV.ir, has details on there. And, of course, throughout our news bulletins, please do stay tuned, as we will give you more details on Fuad Senior's speech and the latest developments that are coming out in Lebanon. Do email us, newsroom@presstv.ir, with any questions that you may have. At this point, we're going to return back to our regular programming. In less than 20 minutes' time, we do have more news for you. Thanks for joining us.
All kinds of knowledge, no matter where it comes from. And no matter who it comes from, be it an expert or be it a non-expert, all of these are expected to engage materially in the solution to problems which affect